This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Welcome into a brand new episode of Rip and Rock. I'm Rocco DeSangro, the man sitting across from me, you can't really see right now. That's Ryan Ripken. We're talking O's on a day where they swept the Twins. Second series sweep of the season for the Birds. Two heroes in this game, one of whom, kind of a surprise, came up in a big way for the Orioles. We'll get into that. The rise of Albert Suarez, 24 hours notice, coming in and pitching for the Birds in a huge way. And then the hero of this ball game, Cedric Mullins, believe it or not, with his first career walk-off home run. So pretty incredible stuff from those two guys. We're going to dive into the struggles of Jackson Holliday, what that means for his career, what the O's should do. I know you and I, Rip, were firm believers in what they should do and what they should keep doing. Fans, they might have other opinions. We'll dive into that, and then we're going to preview this upcoming series with the Kansas City Royals, all of that and more on a brand new episode of Rip and Rock. Let's jump into it, my man. It was a good day for the Birds. They broke out the brooms again at Camden Yards. First home sweep of the season. They obviously took care of the Red Sox on the road, but this has to feel good for this team. They're hot right now, four in a row. Pitching got it done. Hitting got it done. This is a team that we still feel like they have potential to make a deep run in the postseason. And I know it's been early. There's been some ups and downs in the hitting department, the pitching department, but it's a team where they're continuing to have fun and a lot is coming together right now, even with some injuries.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the thing. It's early on and this is how the teams are going to be now. We don't really know how they're going to be in June or July, right? But the thing is, you want to try to win games while you're trying to figure it out. And you know what? It felt like there was a little bit of panic after the Brewers series, right? The Orioles survived that final game so they don't get swept and keep their, you know, that streak of not being swept in the regular season alive. But if you actually look at that, I'm glad you mentioned the Red Sox. If you look at it this way, the Orioles have won six of their last eight games, when you put it that way. Which, like, I apologize. They played three in Boston, three, and they lost two. No, yeah. No, wait, is my math way off?
Yeah.
It's way off.
Seven of their nine.
That's even better. That is even better. They've won 7-9.
Math was never our strong suit.
It really wasn't. And if we take it back, they've won 9-12 if you take it back to the Kansas City series, right?
Yeah, I think.
I think.
You're asking me to put a lot of numbers in my head right now, Rip.
You know what numbers are, you know, because I completely forgot about the Pittsburgh series. Oh, see, this is actually a good lesson. Baseball players, you need to have that memory to just forget. And for the Orioles, you move on. We're trying to figure out what the heck is going on. I still don't know what I'm talking about, but what I do know what I'm talking about is, Rock, this Orioles team is very good at turning the next page and moving past their struggles. Those first two games against Milwaukee, yeah, they were tough. They had to grind out that game to get the final win on Sunday. And then this Twins series, the bats woke up again. And when you had Grayson Rodriguez in the middle of the series go out there and do his thing, and then the question mark of what would happen today, and Pablo Lopez pitched great for the Minnesota Twins, gave them a chance to win, and a lot of people were thinking, well, the Orioles pitching staff with Suarez coming up, right, that would be an advantage to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Suarez came prepared. The Orioles found a way late. And they're, again, having another come-from-behind victory, which I told you before, for everyone out there, this is great for the Orioles to learn how to continue to learn how to win games in any shape or size. Gosh, my words are way off right now. Yeah, you know, it was a long night. We went to the game, the middle series, the middle game. Yes, so I apologize. I'm all frazzled. But what I do love is that the Orioles are finding ways to win games. And at the end of the day, that's what truly matters.
Same. Absolutely. And before we talk about that, you brought up the middle game of the series, the warehouse dog, man. We tried it. Both had one, a full one. It was like, oh, do we split it? Do we try it? It's like, no. If we're doing this thing, we're going all in, or we're not going at all.
Yeah, that might be the reason why I'm a little bit foggy after. Let's give our review, but that might be it, because that thing in itself, it's a masterpiece, Rock.
It is.
But I didn't realize literally how massive of a food item that really is until they give it to you.
Yeah, we don't want to spend the whole show talking about this, so we won't, because we know you guys want to hear some baseball talk and how the O's did and how they're progressing, the ups and downs of this team right now. But I'm telling you what, $23, and you might look at it and say, oh, $23, I'm not paying $23 for a single item of food. For one time, it is worth it. I gave it an 8.6. I think you gave it like, what, a 9.3 on the rating scale?
9.2 with some bias,
but it was very good. First couple bites, you're settling in. The last couple bites, I feel like it gets better as you went with it. Ken Weinman, who does radio, obviously, at 105.7 The Fan, he tweeted at me and he said, let me know how you're feeling like in a few hours. And I'm like, you know what, Ken, I'm doing fine, man. Just ate the whole thing. I can do another one. 30 minutes go by. I was like, okay, it's starting to hit me a little bit. So that's what I tweeted Ken again. 30 more minutes go by and I'm like, all right, Ken, I think I'm in danger. Woke up today, felt like a truck hit me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that thing was good. One time though, Rip, that's all I needed to do. Probably will never do it again, but I will tell you this, if you get it, it is worth it and it tastes fantastic.
It was. I enjoyed every bite. And while we were doing that, that's when the bats were just firing on all cylinders. You know, Gunnar Henderson having a game, Jordan Westberg looking great out there again. The Orioles, they made it look so easy. It's just, it was a great night at the ballpark enjoying food. I'm with you. I thought it was something that you need to get if you're a baseball fan, especially if you're a hot dog fan. But for this Baltimore Orioles team, Rock, it's just a reminder. When this offense gets going, they can put up runs in a hurry. But what I do love is that even when the bats get cold, and people were worrying about when they faced the Royals and the Pirates, and look, those teams have been off to great starts. That's baseball for you. But 1 through 9 on any given night can make a difference. But my biggest thing, and we touched on a little bit earlier, but you know, Albert Suarez, truly,
yes,
truly, talk about the story, Rock. You got more details on his journey it took for him to get back to the big leagues.
No, absolutely. And it's a great story, man. He had not pitched in the bigs since September of 2017. September of 2017 was his last appearance in a Major League Baseball game. He pitched in the Japan League. He pitched in the South Korean League. So he played Japanese baseball. He played South Korean baseball, pitched in those two leagues, but he had not pitched in a Major League Baseball game. And that is the top level of baseball since 2017. So what does Albert Suarez do? Well, nothing to it. 5 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball, 4 strikeouts. And I mean, he was fantastic. 34 years old to come in to do that. And what's even better about this story, Rip, unfortunately, Tyler Wells goes on the 15-day IL with some elbow inflammation. You hate to see that because we do love Tyler Wells. We've had him on before and we've talked to him and he's a great guy. But it's something you don't want to see, these injuries. But Albert Suarez, he gets the call late. And the news dropped about Wells when we were at the game.
Yep.
We were talking about it. It was late last night at the game. And Suarez had said everything kind of happened last night. He gets the call. He takes the trip to Baltimore. He did say this, though. He got 8 hours of sleep. Believe it or not, and that is important for a pitcher about to pitch in a game. The emotions are running high. It's the first time he's back. You know he wants to make a splash. And I have a friend, and I think we both have a mutual friend that said this, and I'm not going to name names, but they were like, hey, like Suarez is on the mound today. Obviously, hope he does well, but take the over. He was telling everyone to take the over, because he thought this was going to be a game. All right, Suarez goes out and gives up like 4 earned or something like that because he hasn't pitched in so long. Albert Suarez shut that door.
Yeah.
And Camden Yards, man, and the people watching at home appreciated the absolute hell out of it, because when he walked off that mound, Brandon Hyde went out to get him. He's clapping.
Yeah.
The fans in the stands stood up out of their seats. Thousands of them. They're clapping. People tipping their cats to Albert Suarez. That must have felt fantastic for him. And Hyde was asked after the game, Rip. He was like, do you envision him making any more starts this season? And he said, yeah.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
Well, and this is the reality of why when we're looking at the Baltimore Orioles, everyone's going, they need to go out and get someone right now, you know? And the reality is you don't have to go out and get somebody right now because you need to figure out what you actually have. You went to spring training with this group of guys. And the biggest thing, and actually we just pulled up the video here to see Suarez walking off the field. It's amazing. And that's what I love, the gamesmanship, the sportsmanship, and people understanding the moment. The fans understood the moment there. But this is what I'm trying to explain, is that you never know what a guy can do for you unless you give him an opportunity. And yes, he's been a journeyman. That's to put it lightly. But Suarez was ready for the opportunity. And the biggest thing besides doing, you know, 5 2/3, you know, pitching his tail off out there, leaving it all out there, my biggest thing is he went deep enough into the game to save this bullpen.
Yes, he did.
There's so many other ways that you can value what he accomplished. And oh, by the way, the biggest part of it, he gave the Orioles a legitimate chance to win the game against the team. And I'll tell you what, teams that have already dropped the first two games and they're trying to avoid the sweep, most teams, especially early on, they're trying everything to avoid a three-game losing skid on the road. It's just a morale thing. And Pablo Lopez, tip your cap to him. Besides Gunnar Henderson's home run, he was sensational for them. And those are the matches you're going to have pitching duels. But again, the Orioles, it's a great story. I love the fact that Hyde believes he'll have more opportunities. And again, Rock, this is what I'm alluding to. The Orioles are finding ways to win games regardless of what the circumstance. And isn't that funny? Weren't we down in spring training again? And I already know this conversation and the answer, but all the injuries that the Orioles have had, you know, John Means, who's close to coming back, Kyle Bradish was obviously pitching down and did his rehab start in Bowie. And we asked about, okay, are you guys worried? I remember we talked to Dean about that too. And every other player that we talked about, you worried about the injuries? No, we'll be good. We'll be all right. And honestly, that motto, next man up for them, they lived up to it. They truly believe whoever's taking the field with them, they can beat whoever's opposing them. And so far, the Orioles are hitting the ground running here as we move towards May.
And Brandon Hyde, he respects the absolute crap out of the scouting department, and he shouted them out afterwards. Like, shout out to our scouting department for finding this guy, for bringing him here, having him on the AAA roster. Then he comes up, and I don't think you realize, not you, but just people in general, it's how hard that is to do, to get that on, you know, less than 24 hours notice. Hey, man, you're going to come here and start for us tomorrow. Obviously, you're waiting for that opportunity, but to not know, and then it's like snap of the fingers. You're starting for us tomorrow. Get ready. You're going to be in Baltimore, and you're going to be on the mound. That's like, number one, that's got to be an adrenaline rush. But number two, you're like, wow. I have less than a day to get ready for this. I have to go out there and give it my all, make sure my stuff's great, make sure this and that, make sure I get the adequate amount of rest, which he did clearly. And that's an underrated part of the game too, getting that sleep for a pitcher. So, I mean, shout out to Albert Suarez for having a fantastic first start with the Orioles and his first start back in the bigs since September of 2017.
And his stuff looked great too. That was the thing, is that the ball was moving. He had good velo. He had good deception on his pitches. Like, this wasn't something that, well, I guess that's even why it's such even a greater story, is he just looked fantastic. And really, this could end up being something where you don't know. He could be this diamond in the rough that no one expected, just like last year, no one expected Ryan O'Hearn to be so sensational. And he's off to a great start, by the way. But you never know who's going to be this kind of unsung player for you. Cano is another guy last year. You don't know what can happen, so you got to give them an opportunity to see what they can do. But Rock, kind of guess leads me into a conversation because about seeing what players can do. And it's on two different spectrums here. Because obviously when we get later on, we'll close with the Royals preview. But two players where you got to see what they can do. And I think some people forget what Cedric Mullins can do. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we'll touch on with Jackson Holliday of, we haven't seen enough of what he can do. But let's start with Cedric, okay? Ced's a bad man, Rock. Ced is a bad man. And I think that people forget what a healthy Cedric Mullins looked like. What's our saying with a healthy Ced?
Healthy set's a scary set.
You're darn right, man.
Really, he really is.
So Cedric Mullins opened up the series with a sensational might be the catch of the year. Superman dive, then hits a home run then. He's feeling good, feeling froggy. And then all of a sudden, when the Orioles need him most, in the bottom of the ninth, game three, who's up to bat? Cedric Mullins, walk off. Great photo at home plate with the Homer hose or the whatever the heck they're calling it nowadays. And
the Homer hydration station.
Whatever it is, it's working. And for Cedric Mullins, though, Rock, I think that people are getting the picture. Where's the crowd that wanted Cedric Mullins traded? Where's that?
They're pretty quiet right now.
And it's foolish because, again, we talked to Ced, and I know we got scared because he hurt his hammy a little bit down in spring training. But when we talked to him, that was a guy that truly believed, Rock, that he can get back to being that version that he was when he was an all-star. And so far, what we've seen, we're seeing that all-star caliber Cedric Mullins out there impacting the game in way more ways than one.
We are, man. And Brandon Hyde said it in the post-game press conference. He said, this is Cedric Mullins. Like, this is the Cedric Mullins that the Orioles know and love. Getting it done with his glove, getting it done at the plate, creating chaos, wreaking havoc on the base pass. That is a Cedric Mullins that this fan base has fallen in love with over the years. I don't know if it's going to be the 30-30 said that we saw a few years ago, but I truly believe that this guy can be an all-star if he continues to play this way, because he's getting it done in every facet of the game right now.
Oh yeah.
And I know it's early, but when Cedric Mullins is on and Cedric Mullins is healthy, the rest of the league better watch out, man, because this is a guy that can do so much with his bat, with his glove, with his legs. He's capable of everything. So for him to go out today and have his first walk-off home run of his career, it's awesome, man.
Amazing.
It's a testament of the hard work, and it speaks volumes. And Cedric Mullins right now, I mean, he has the Orioles on cloud nine, because that game could have easily gone a different way. The bullpen was shaky in this one. Jacob Webb, Danny Coulomb come in and each give up an earned run. But Cedric Mullins was like, you know what? I'm not worried about it. Comes up to the plate. Mountcastle, what does he do? Single. And then Ced sends them both home.
Yep.
So, game for him. Big finish.
And you know what? This is the thing. And this is why it's so funny to me, right? People worrying about people's slow starts. Yeah, Cedric Mullins was hitting 143 on April 7th at Pittsburgh. April 7th. And I'm not going to try to do math again, because we know how my math is, trying to figure out what game of the season that was. But how about this math for you? Cedric's on a 9-game hitting streak for the Baltimore Orioles. And in that Minnesota Twins series alone, he had 5 RBIs, including the walk-off game winner, 2-run shot that we just talked about. So you're seeing a guy that is getting comfortable. And this is what, if you've watched the game so far with the Orioles and the opponents that they've played, and even for the Orioles themselves, Brewer series, a little bit of sloppy play. Defensively, not their sharpest. When they played the Red Sox made some very big mistakes defensively that let the Orioles capitalize, right? Cedric Mullins is a guy that, even if he is in the worst slump, you pull all the pitchers on the Orioles, they're going to say, I want number 31 in center field patrolling the grass out there, because I know he can put us in a great position to make a play and to make an impact and help us win a game. So I'm ecstatic for Ceddy. I've known him for a while. He's one of my former teammates. And I'm just so happy. And it's a great reminder. You never know what someone's fully capable of, or you forget what they're fully capable of, Rock, when they're injured. And Cedric Mullins reminded people of what he really can do at the big league level. But on the other side, Rock, people that we don't know what he can do at the big league level, but people have expectations. So that's why they're kind of pressing on him a little bit. And that's Jackson Holliday. Mm-hmm. And so Jackson, it's no secret, he's not off to the start that he was hoping, but it's all okay. But Rock, you saw the finale there today. No one wants to get a hit more than Jackson Holliday. No one wants to make an impact more than him. But if you think about it, this really is the first time he's struggling truly. And it's coming at the highest level of baseball that you can possibly get at the age 20 years old.
No, absolutely, man. And we knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Maybe not this early, but we weren't sure. It's bound to happen to every prospect that comes out or comes up. It's like when you come out of AAA is what I'm saying. Like, the expectations are high. It's heavy. And I'm not making excuses for Jackson Holliday, but this happened for Gunnar Henderson. This happened for Adley Rutschman. This happened with Colton Cowser. And I know Cowser got sent back down. This happened to Grayson. He got sent back down. I don't think the Orioles are going to... And you know what? If I'm wrong, I know I'm going to hear it from this fan base. But I don't think it is going to benefit Jackson Holliday for him to get sent back down. I think he is a kid who is going to figure this thing out. And I think he's going to figure it out at this level and not in AAA. Figured out AAA. I think this is where you keep him. This is where you put him. And you know what? The Orioles are playing some really good ball right now. This is the best time for Jackson Holliday to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they don't need him at this point in time to do too much. When he figures it out, though, and when he starts hitting the ground running, no pun intended, I mean, this team is going to be one of the scariest teams in all of baseball. I think they already are. But he will figure it out. I'm telling you, man. Right now, he's 1-for-25. It stinks to look at. And if you're a fan, you're like, oh, like, the expectations are so high. Where's the Jackson Holliday that's the top prospect in all of baseball? There is a learning curve when you get to Major League Baseball. Who struggled? Some notable names. I think you personally know one of them that did early on in their career. And, you know, people forget about that now because of what that person accomplished. Hall of Famer, holder of the longest streak games played in MLB history. Does that ring a bell, Rip?
Yeah.
What were his numbers when he first started, your father's?
If we're still not figuring it all out, won't say his name out loud, but I think people are getting... the picture, maybe the father hint is the key that I'm actually going to pull up my tweet I put out there a little bit ago. Where is it? Here we go. Perspective here. Okay. So the O's had a situation like you're alluding to, Rock, back in 1982 with a talented rookie. That rookie at the time was 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
After opening day where he went 3-for-5 on opening day, he's feeling good. He feels like, yes, this is going to be a fantastic run. I got it figured out. That rookie ended up going 4-for-55 and was hitting 117 in May. Those kept him up. They trusted him. And he went on to win the Rookie of the Year, went on to have two MVPs, and then had a son in 1993 that is very handsome and is doing this podcast right now.
I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, are we telling any lies?
I have to bring the picture up again that I... responded to you with earlier.
I think that's a great picture.
That's a fantastic picture.
I think that sun looks great.
You look like a dog that just went on a summer walk in like 90 degree heat, panting.
Well, playing in South Carolina, it's pretty damn hot down there, Rock. But I digress. The player obviously was Cal Ripken Jr. and things turned out well for my dad. And so I try to give the context for Jackson. Actually had a chance to speak with Mike Elias on this and actually For all of you that are listening to us right now, you know, follow Rocco and I on X at Rocco DeSanger and at Ryan Ripken. We'll say it at the end, but we have the insights because we'll be around the stadium, right?
And we post a lot of the content that we talk about on there. If you don't know what the hell we're talking about, that is what we're talking about. You can pull up our feeds, you can check it out, and we'll have it right there for you because usually, like the picture I'm talking about or Ryan talking about, you know, his dad's slow start to his career. That'll be right there. You'll be able to scroll down and see it and check it out.
We'll give you more context. In the past, when Matt Holliday was there and Rocco gets to talk to him at the field, or us to give you guys, again, it just puts the whole picture together. But one of those things you should check out was, you know, talking to Mike Elias. And Mike Elias, when asked about stuff with Jackson, you know, it's interesting. With a lot of the injuries that are going on right now in the pitching department, Rock, and I didn't even think about this, and I know the difference between AAA and the big leagues, right? It's the highest jump. There's more consistent players in the big leagues. But because there's more pitching injuries, you're having more of those arms that are in AAA in the bigs that are quote unquote like on the fringe or could be either one. And so you're really getting the best of the best. And so there is a big level of a jump. And also, I'll be honest here too, if you watch Jackson's at bats, doesn't it feel like, and I think everyone could speak on this, when things go wrong, it feels like it rains. When it rains, it pours, right, Rock? So one thing leads to another. So what I'm seeing with Jackson, they're pitching him extremely tough. The balls that he fouls off is pitches he can drive, and they're not being put in play. And then the strike zone is expanding on a certain calls, where, again, that's not the reason why he's having the struggles, but that's just a part of the phenomenon, when it rains, it pours. He's not getting the borderline calls, and it just all adds up. So everything's been going against Jackson in that. But what I do like is Rocky's competing. He's shown glimpses of here and there. He could add a couple hits falling in that were good swings. It's coming. And he is so young, and it's understandable like we just talked about. But don't lose faith in the kid. Don't lose faith in what's going on. And also, I urge people, don't put the expectations that you think he's going to be better than any of the big leaguers right now on the team. This team is loaded. Like I told you, Rock, that's my pet peeve for things. Like if people are trying to compare Gunnar Henderson to Jackson Holliday about being these two transcendent talents, which we think both are or can be.
Yeah.
Gunnar Henderson is already seasoned, and Gunnar went through his struggles last year, and now Gunnar is looked at as being an MVP this year. You can't compare an MVP player right now to a player that's just trying to figure it out in the first week in the big leagues.
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely agree, man. And Jackson will figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Verlaine, be patient with him. Be patient with, I'll say, another guy that is in a, you know, further along in his career, and that's Austin Hayes. And we're not sitting here doing the, oh yeah, we're both going to be rays of sunshine right now, like I've been called in the past when I do Ravens podcasts. It's that's not what we're about. And we're also not homers when it comes to this talk. We'll try to be real with you. You might be, because, you know, whatever. You're just you.
Yeah.
But no, we like to try to tell it how it is. Slumps suck in baseball. They're hard to get out of sometimes. But when a player gets out of it and figures it out, a player like Jackson Holliday or a player like Austin Hayes, both at very different points in their careers, all will be well. You know what? If Austin Hayes, it's crazy to say, ends up being the fourth outfielder on the O's and Colton Cowser is your everyday guy, which it's looking like it's going to happen, that's fine. Bringing Austin Hayes off the bench and throwing him in situations to pinch hit, or, you know, playing him in the field on certain days, that's a good problem for the O's to have when he gets this thing figured out.
Yeah, and the thing I wanted to touch on that, Hayes has been sick. And for people going, well, why was he playing then? Well, he probably was feeling better. But keep this in mind. Two things with baseball. Baseball players are creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. So when you're not in there, it's hard to get in a rhythm. And when you feel like crap, and he's apparently, they were saying he lost, or he said he lost around 10 pounds. That's a lot of weight then for a player and trying to get comfortable with it. Plus the fact that, you know, you're not getting those regular bats. So yeah, I have faith in Austin Hayes, but you're right here. Like, look at the problems that the Orioles are, that people are talking about here. Like if Austin Hayes isn't playing as well because Colton Cowser is playing really well and Santander and Cedric are, then that is a problem you're willing to have right now for the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, man. And you know what? The hope within Birdland is that both these guys figure it out. They get back on the right path. And this team is just going to continue to win games. I hope many more sweeps for the O's to come this season. That's what this fan base is hoping for. And they're looking to, you know, get back into that form, the 101 winning Orioles in that first seed of the American League like they did last year. They're looking to piggyback off it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey!
So should we get into our final topic here as we move ahead? Because the Orioles are going to be off, but we should talk about,
I guess.
Well, let's guess and talk about the Royals and the Orioles. They're meeting again. It felt like it's deja vu, but it's going to be in Kansas City. And look, people are wondering or worried about Kansas City, why the Orioles weren't hitting against Kansas City. Well, guess what, Rock? They got some guys, and specifically their, you know, I call him the ace now. He's not a future ace. Cole Reagans for the Kansas City Royals is the truth. And he is a player they got in the Chapman deal. He looked great against Baltimore here when they faced each other in Camden Yards. And the Kansas City Royals are a team, Rock, that again, like, they are trying to prove themselves in a really wide open AL Central.
Yeah, man, they're in second place right now. They're 12-7 and they're competitive. They hit well. They compete. It's a team that is surprising this season because everyone thought the Royals were going to be trash. It's like, oh, the Royals are coming to town. The O's will make, you know, work with them. They'll be fine. And the Royals put up a fight, man. They are not a bad team by any means. And you talk about Reagans, he is one hell of a pitcher, man. I mean, he's their guy. He's their ace. The guy that they want on the mound for game one. And starting those series, you know, when he can, or that first day of the rotation. So to have a guy like that, to have a guy you believe in, and then to give a guy like Bobby Witt Jr., the contract you gave him,
stud.
They believe in him. And then Salvador Perez was just a pain in the rear end that series. He would not go away. I mean, they have some dogs on their team, man. They really do. And this is not going to be a walk in the park for the Orioles by any means. You know, like fans might, and I really don't think fans think it's going to be a walk in the park after
they saw the Royals series earlier this year. Well, I think people worried, like, oh, shit, this is a problem. The Orioles aren't playing well against a team that they think is inferior. But look, you just mentioned it. Bobby Witt Jr. is a dark horse for MVP. Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the best players in baseball, but no one talks about him enough because he plays for the Kansas City Royals. And yes, he's young, but the dude is so talented. I actually did a breakdown of explaining just how similar that they are between Gunnar Henderson and Bobby Witt Jr., but how both of them are so talented as well. And you're right. You know, as we're talking about it, guys like Garcia was putting up some really tough at bats in that last series against the Orioles. Yeah. Salvador Perez, who, if I'm checking correctly, hit his fifth home run as we're doing this pod. You know, he's just like a timeless.
Yep.
He's a timeless
hitting 324
star. You know what I mean? He's playing very well. It almost feels like he's even feeling the energy of this young team that has aspirations. And the matchup that people are going to be really excited about, Rock, I mentioned his name, Cole Reagans. Do you know who Cole Reagans is facing off with on Saturday? Corbin Burns.
Tell me. Enlighten me.
Corbin Burns versus Cole Reagans, a matchup that you want to talk about. Two of the best pitchers right now in the American League. Reagans is spotting a 1.93 ERA so far, and Burns is sitting at a 2.28. And I'm actually want to give you guys a little bit more context just how good Cole Reagans is. A guy that if you looked at his numbers are going, well, the Rangers gave him up. It was very pedestrian. But if you look at his numbers since he got to Kansas City, they are almost jaw-dropping. Since he got to Kansas City last year, he was 5-2, started 12 games, through 71 innings, struck out 89, and had a, if I'm reading it correctly, a 2.64 ERA. So far this year, 1.93, four games started, 23 and a third innings, Rock, and 29 strikeouts. He is a power pitcher. And on top of that, he's only issued 7 walks. The guy's around the plate, the guy's effective, and he's a big reason, one of the big reasons, this Kansas City team feels very confident about where their future is going.
Yeah, they do, and they should. And I'm really looking forward to this series because it's like, okay, the Orioles saw their first taste of the Royals just a few weeks ago. They get them again. I'll be interested to see how these guys approach it. I don't know if I feel like the Orioles would never overlook any team, but you have to think that you got the Royals coming into town, and it's like, this team can't compete with us. You might have that swagger to you. Like, we're gonna steamroll this team. And that just wasn't the case. Now, I don't think the Orioles felt that way.
But your point, they were swinging the bat so well against the Angels. You know, you're feeling, man, the offense feels good. And then all of a sudden,
that's what I'm getting at.
Holy shirts and pants. What happened here? And the weather was not great, but you're sitting there going, man, they were tough. And I'll tell you what, you know who's ticked off is Kansas City, because they felt like they had some games get away in Baltimore. Kansas City really could have won every game that series. The Orioles snuck out two wins, where one of them, they really felt like they had no business winning, but the two-out lightning, meaning with two outs, making something happen, scoring runs, the Orioles did that at the right moments. But a team like Kansas City is not going to forget that, and it's going to hope to try to, you know, rewrite the script here when they face off here on Friday.
That is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday three-game series. Expected pitchers for this matchup: Marsh versus Kramer, Reagans versus Burns, then you got Lugo versus Cole Irvin back on the mound for the series finale against the Royals. I think that does it.
We'll come back and do another episode that will drop on Monday, and hopefully it'll be all vibes are riding high. But just a reminder, it's early and things are going to be okay in Baltimore. Enjoy the ride with this team so far, because this is one of the most exciting teams, not just that the Orioles have had, but this is one of the most exciting teams in all of baseball. Remind yourself of that. This is one of the teams that Major League Baseball is so proud to have, because this is truly a special group. But we can find the podcast, or you guys can find the podcast, on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, anything else I'm missing there, Rock?
Wherever you get your podcast, be sure to follow us both on social media, at Ryan Ripken on Instagram and X, at Rocco DeSangro on X, at R DeSangro on Instagram. We post a ton of content there. And yeah, I'm just going to make a bold prediction before we get out of here. Bold prediction. Jackson Holliday, first home run this series on the road.
I'm in.
Against the Royals.
Lock it in.
It's going to happen. I just have a feeling. Is it, you know, he's making more contact. We'll have to wait and see what does happen, but I just want one so badly to leave the yard for him, and then all is good and well, and just continue, just build off that. Some momentum. Keep putting together hits. That's what we know this kid is made of.
So, I was saying, I love it. I am all on board. And again, keep that faith. And I think the kid, Jackson Holliday, the best is yet to come for him. And we are in that. And I, you know what, Rock? I'm that is one of your best bold predictions, I think. And we'll leave it at that. I'm proud of you. You're a good kid. We appreciate each and every one of you. Again, I'm Ryan. I am Ryan, or you can call me Ryan Ripken. Ryan. That is Rocco DeSangro. And we will see you next time for a brand new edition of Rip and Rock.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.